What's on your mind, Cairns?
1-300-872-911.
Macca's waiting to take your call. Classic hits 846-4CA.
Now, let me take you to this atrocity to our north. And this is how it's presented in the Cairns Post today. Grace Mason and Peter Carruthers have written this. The alleged stabbing of a young teacher could prove a catalyst for sweeping reform of the Cape York state-run school system following the horrific assault of the Lockhart State School teacher in a random late-night attack Tuesday. High-ranking police, educational staffers and an Education Queensland security detail will be sent to the remote Cape York Indigenous community. The 25-year-old schoolteacher had come to the assistance of a Lockhart River man when she was allegedly slashed across the face and stabbed repeatedly in the torso, arms and legs. Look, it goes on to detail here what the Premier said yesterday. Additional boots on the ground at Lockhart River, she said, would support teachers of 120 students enrolled at the Lockhart State School. Now, further on in the article, it reads, the department is currently looking for a permanent principal for Lockhart State School. The position of principal at Arakoon State School is also available. You've got to admire the courage of these teachers that go out to these remote communities and face situations like this. Of course, the question is begged, because we've seen these matters over the years. They're not infrequent. These dreadful attacks and confrontations and break-ins and whatever, invariably there's talk about making the abode stronger and safer for these teachers. But then 2 or 3 years later, you'll have another dreadfully brutal attack or whatever. I put a call through to Kevin Bates. He's president of Queensland Teachers Union, to see what he thinks needs to be done. G'day, Kevin.
G'day, John. Good to talk to you.
There's been a history, hasn't there, over the years of these attacks, and these go back decades. What fundamentally is wrong? How can we improve the security of these very brave people in these communities?
I think the sad thing is, John, that across our community, we're all exposed to violence on a level that we haven't seen for a very long time. The concern, obviously, is that issue about people being in their workplace or in their community where they're only there because they're working in that community and they're exposed to such violence as a consequence of that, it adds another layer to this. And very recently, Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council inquiry into assaults on people in frontline roles with the public service, they very clearly identified that this is a major issue for us as a community and have recommended changes to the laws to protect people who are subject to assaults in their workplace or in places associated with their employment. Mm.
Kevin, just an update on what was done at Arakoon. That was just a ghastly series of events, but I understand the state government was able to find the funds to make the abodes out there much safer, much more secure. Is that going to have to be done in all of these communities?
Look, I think we need to be very clear, John, that Arakoon was a very specific circumstance. We'd had almost 18 months of significant unrest in the community. There were real issues in terms of the safety of individuals in teacher accommodation across the community. And in that context, teachers were the only ones who lived in houses spread out across the community where police and nurses were in compounds next to each other at one end of town. So the investment by government of well over $10 million into that community to build a new set of accommodation, which replaced all of the teacher accommodation in that town, was in direct response to the specific incidents that had occurred in Arakoon over an extended period of time. I think it's important that we continue to look at each individual community. They're not all the same. They're not something where you can just say one size fits all. And there does need to be specific and bespoke developments in each of the communities to ensure that people feel safe and secure so they can get on with doing the important work that they do as teachers and principals in our schools every day.
Will your union make a submission, a specific submission, as a result of this latest attack on improvements that can be made?
We always work very closely with the government and the Department of Education on these issues. We know that the crew that's been sent in to assess the security and safety in Lockhart River is the same crew that worked in Doomadgee and Arakoon and Narrabar recently. So they have a lot of experience in working in far north Queensland and with Indigenous communities and have a very good grasp of the sorts of things that can be done to improve things. We'll look at the proposals because we'll get the specifics of what's being planned and we'll provide feedback based on consultation with our members.
How's her condition at the moment? Do you know of Rachel Middleton's condition?
there. I only have the same news as others, and that is that she's in a stable condition and I think was released from hospital yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's encouraging. Good to talk to you, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks very much,
John. He's the president, Queensland Teachers Union, Kevin Bates.